Hi guys, welcome back to Seriously Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Julia.
And today we're kind of gonna do like a part two of our ideal morning routines, and now we're gonna be talking about our night routines. The year has just started. Julia's already back in classes. I'm still on vacation, but this is like the perfect moment to talk about getting into routines and just maybe set the intentions of how we want our routines to look like this semester. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, we have our segments and our recap. And I think I'm just going to start because I only have like one thing to talk about the past like 20, almost 20 days. I've been traveling on vacation with my family. So that's literally pretty much my recap. It was amazing. We went to Italy and Portugal, and it was incredible. The best time ever. It had been so long since I actually traveled outside of Brazil, so it was the best. And I just love traveling with my family so much, and I got to rest. I got to eat a lot of good food and get to know a lot of beautiful places, so it was amazing. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for it, but I'm also so happy that I'm finally back. I love coming back as well, and I'm just glad that I'm getting back into a routine. So today I finally went back to the gym after almost a month, and I'm just excited to like get back into the wellness and self-care routine that I usually have. So yeah, that's literally my recap.
Yeah, that was the recap for like a lot. So
yes.
Yeah. Maybe if we're lucky, we can get like an Instagram dump on the podcast Instagram from your trip so people can go and see like little moments if you want to. I don't know, I feel like it'd be cute. Because I've already seen it. But yeah, or just go to Gabby's Instagram. Link in our bio. Yeah.
We have lots of dumps there.
Yeah. Okay, so my recap. When was the last time I recorded? Okay, I was home the last time I recorded.
Yeah.
Now I'm at like home again, but like my other home. So back in Lexington, today was my first day of class and it was good. Like I only had one class and it was like we only went over syllabus, so it wasn't really class. But it was also my first day of work, which when I made my schedule, I like purposefully put 5 hours of work straight Mondays and Wednesdays. I don't know if that was the move, but it's okay. Like at least like I did it like that so I could have my Fridays free. So I'm like, I don't know, we'll see. I might change it.
And how are your subjects this semester? Do you like them? Like, are
I have
they,
no idea.
I know, but like, are they good? I don't know. Like, are they exciting?
There's like some that are kind of boring that I just kind of have to take.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like excited about my graphic design class. And then I'm taking nutrition just because I needed the credits. But
Ooh, I love
I'd
that.
be interested. It's fully online though, so I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, work was really boring, but then I got to like organize myself and organize my week during work when I ran out of stuff to do. And then, yeah, and then, oh, also forgot to mention this, but if you've been following the boyfriend drama, I'm back with my ex-boyfriend officially since Saturday, and I'm so happy. It's like, I feel like we both grew a lot. And like this time apart, which we weren't really apart, but like you get what I mean. And yeah, it's just been really good. So I've been with them like Friday, Saturday, Sunday since I've been back. And then that was pretty much my weekend. And then first day of class was today. And then yeah, a couple little updates since like the last time I recorded. I am getting into the gym again, and I like was in my running era. Not that I'm not anymore. I still want to be, but because I was sick at the end of last year, I kind of stopped doing anything, obviously, because I was sick. So I like took a month break. And then when I went back, I was trying to go to the gym and run at the same time. And it was not working. Like I was getting very demotivated because my pace was going down and I like was getting very tired, and just like running on the treadmill is just not like, I don't really love it. So yeah, so now my strategy is just going to the gym for January and like building my endurance and my strength, and then getting into running back again in February. Just because I was talking to my boyfriend and he's like a physical therapy major, so he was saying like it's really hard on your body to like try to do like two very different things at once and start them at once. So yeah, we talked about that, and that's my strategy right now. And yeah, and I've been going to the gym with him, which is a lot of fun. And he's been like helping me like with my form and stuff. So yeah, a lot of fun. And then, guys, I finally did it. I read a book, my first book of the year. It wasn't the best
We
book, which
love.
is kind of like not ideal because I wanted to like love it, but it's okay. And then I, for the past 3 days, been obsessed with this show. It's called Fool Me Once. I feel like people have been talking about it, and it's
I've
really
heard
good.
about it, like the name.
Like, yeah, if you need a good show, it's on Netflix. It's like mystery and it's like a lot of twists. So yeah, definitely recommend you watch it if you don't have anything to do right now. So yeah, that was the recap.
Live. Okay. Your week was very eventful. We love. Okay. Moving on to our gratitude for the week. I'm just gonna say that I'm grateful for my trip again, because like my pretty much like the past few months, no, the past month was literally traveling. So
Yeah.
yeah, I don't really have it anything else to say, but it was amazing. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity. And yes.
Yes, I love that. I love traveling. I've come to like the conclusion lately that I love like being somewhere else. I don't love like the actual like traveling part,
Oh,
like
yeah.
at the airport. Like trying to sleep in the airplane sitting down, like it's just not ideal.
Sucks.
And yeah, my neck like was literally broken when I got to Lexington. So yeah. Okay, and my gratitude for this week is my boyfriend officially, because it's just been like such like a good weekend with him. So I'm really grateful that I have him, and like I don't know, I'm like proud of us for like how far we've gone. So yeah. Okay, so before we actually get into the episode, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Oh my God. Give us a written review if you haven't already. And yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay. So keep in mind that actually two things. First of all, this is my night routine. When I'm in class, I'm currently on vacation, so this is not happening right now. Second thing, this is our ideal night routine, so we have a few things that we don't necessarily do all the time, but we try to do and we want to do
Yeah.
them. So, yeah.
It's not like always that we have the time to do it, but
Yeah, life
ideally we
happens.
would. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, my night routine starts kind of like in the opposite way of how Julius probably starts. Instead of getting home, I leave for class because I study at night. So my schedule varies. Like there are days that I leave at 5, I leave at 6, I leave at 7. It depends, but I leave for class. And then in between classes at like 8:40, which is my break. I have dinner at university, and then I get home at like 10:45, 11 p.m. So I have like two periods. And yeah, and then I get home at about that this time. First thing I do, I unpack like my Tupperware, is the all of it, like everything that I brought with me to eat, in my water bottle, put it in the sink and everything. Just leave it there. I like to unpack everything. Then I go and make a protein shake. I love it. It's almost like the best part of my day. It's just, it feels like a chocolate milk moment for me. So it's like a reward.
It's like a reward.
Yeah, so I get home and I do that straight away. Then I just put on my PJs and I go and organize my room. There's always like some sort of like piece of clothing in my bedroom, in my bed, or like paper everywhere, or like my computer and things open, and I do not go to sleep until that is fixed. First of all, because I need to actually be able to lay in my bed, but also the entire, like the rest of the room, I just like tidy it up really quickly. Usually I don't have like a lot, but I do have like,
Yeah.
I don't know, clean clothes to put away, and then I have to do that. So I do that really quick, and I usually like to do that while something is playing, like a YouTube video or a show or something like that. Even if I'm not
Yeah.
looking at it, just like having the comfort of something playing. And then I do that really quickly, and then I get into like the actual process of getting ready. And the actual like night routine. So I go ahead and do my skincare. I wash my face. I apply like the, I don't even know what it is. It's not a moisturizer. It's the only product that I actually apply besides the actual like face. I don't know
Watch.
the, yeah.
Yeah,
Wash. So it's the actual only actual product that I use. And yeah, so then I do that. I brush my hair, I brush my teeth, I get all cozy, and then I go to bed. Actually, like in my ideal world, I would set my outfit for the morning. Every morning I work out, so I would like set my workout outfit, but I usually get too lazy to do that. So when I get in bed, I sometimes brainstorm like the outfit for the day, or like the legging at least, and then I think of the combinations. This is something that like kind of entertains me and makes me go to sleep quicker. That, and also like thinking about my breakfast the next morning. That one is the best one. Like I have the list of possibilities, and I just keep like eliminating and thinking of what I'm gonna be in the mood. And it's just fun, and it also makes me go to sleep quicker. So yeah, in an ideal world, I would set my outfit out, but I don't usually.
Yeah,
Anyway, yeah.
same. It would make life so much more like easy, so
Yeah.
much easier.
But also I feel like it's become like, I don't even, maybe I'm not even gonna add it to like my ideal night routine, because since I have like the morning kind of to myself, the
Yeah,
process
you
of
have
like,
the time to like
yeah, and
choose your
like
outfit.
the process of choosing it kind of like became like a good moment in the morning as well, like
Yeah.
something to look forward to. So I don't know, maybe I'll keep it that way. But yeah, then I just plug everything in, like my tablet, my phone, my Apple Watch, everything that I have to do. Oh, also, new thing. There's like this humidifier that like my mom bought, and it was supposed to be used to like put essential oils and all that, leave like the room smelling good and all. But I had to start to use it when like the climate was like very dry and all that, and I started to use it like every day, because it has like little switches where you can like choose a collar and it, I don't know, it's the dumbest thing ever, but I like to put it on pink, and then when I like leave everything, like I turn everything off, all the lights off, it's such a vibe, and it literally makes me like calmer. And yeah, I don't know. So this is another thing, I just turn the humidifier on. It's also good, like it's a win-win, because I'm actually using a humidifier, so we love that. And yeah, I just set the vibes, then I actually get in bed and I usually watch something or I read, but it depends. I probably watch something because I don't have a lot of time to be doing stuff during the day because I work and all that. And yeah, and then I try to go to sleep by 12 p.m., 12 a.m., not p.m. By 12 p.m.
It's okay.
by 12 a.m. But sometimes I just get caught up in the moment and enjoy scrolling, and that's not ideal, but it's life.
Happened.
I went on so many tangents, I'm so sorry, but that's my routine.
You are good. I feel like there has to be like two separate times for like scrolling and then reading. 'Cause if I'm like
Yeah.
if I'm not really into the book, I'm not gonna want to just like
Yeah.
instantly get into the book, 'cause I don't know, I need to like relax a little and
Yeah.
then read. I don't know.
I get it.
Okay, so for my routine, it's a little bit different because I don't have classes at night. So I work out at night, like as soon as I'm done with class and with whatever I'm doing. And then I will usually get home and immediately cook dinner and have dinner and do the dishes because I don't want to be like in the kitchen
Yeah.
more than I have to be. So I just do that immediately. And then I will usually like ideally take a shower right after, but sometimes I'm like too lazy, so I don't. Not that I don't take a shower, just not right after. But then take a shower and like twice or three times a week, I like to obviously wash my hair, but also whenever I wash my hair, do like a longer shower. So I don't have to do like a super long everything shower. I just kind of like break it up between days. And it feels like nice because I'm like keeping up with maintenance and I don't know. It's I feel better like that because most times
Yeah.
when I do everything showers, I literally come out of the shower dehydrated and it's not
Looking
ideal.
like a raisin.
And
My
then
God. The way I pronounced it killed me right now. Raising. Raisin. Sorry.
you're good. And then I will blow dry my hair always because I freaking hate having wet hair. Especially like because it will probably be like at least 8 p.m. or like 8:30, and I don't go to bed with my hair wet ever. And then skincare, which is honestly, I've been like trying to simplify it. So now it's just like washing my face, putting on moisturizer, and then a serum. And then I go into my room and I tidy it up. If I have energy, sometimes I don't because I'm just lazy. But I try to because there's usually like clothes on the floor and like shoes. So I try to like take care of that. And then I just like make my bag really quick for the next day because there's really nothing in my bag. Like some most of the stuff that's in my bag, I just keep in my bag. But
Yeah,
sometimes I
same.
take stuff out of it. So I put it back in my bag. And then this is just like a really like quick moment where I get ready for bed for oh my God, for bed. So I do that. I plug in all my electronics. I love this bedside table that I have because I can plug in my phone, my AirPods, my iPad, and my like digital watch all at once.
I wish.
It's a blessing and I love it. And then I go and get water. So I have water when I wake up. And then I spray my bed spray so I can sleep better. I don't actually know if it makes me sleep better, but I feel like it does. So I do it every night. Sometimes I don't because I forget, but most nights. And then ideally, I would journal before going to bed. Sometimes I mostly never do unless I don't want to forget something, because I do it in the morning. Because at my job, because I usually don't have that much to do, so I just do it there. And then I like to get in bed at least 1 hour before going to sleep, because I know, like, if I just get in bed and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep, I like th it doesn't work, and I just like know that I will be scrolling on TikTok till like way too late. So I try to like give myself 1 hour to just like scroll on my phone or watch a show or like read a book, whatever I want to do that night. And then I try to be asleep by 11:30. Sometimes, most times, it doesn't work. But like as long as it's like 12 or like 12:30 max, I'm happy, because I wake up at 8 every day. So that's like at least 7 hours of sleep every day, which is enough for me.
Great.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, that's the ideal night routine. And I just try to do it like in a way that I'm not rushing or like trying to like, I don't know, get like a lot done, because I don't want to be agitated before bed, because I want to fall asleep. So yeah,
The
that's basically it.
whole purpose of a night routine is to like unwind and get into the mood, get everything out of the way and just chill and allow your body to actually relax and breathe after an entire day so that it can prep itself for all of the energy that it's going to have to spend the next day.
And I'm very like fortunate that I usually don't have to do any homework or studying or anything at night, because I do it during the day. But unfortunately, there are days that I have to, but that's like an exception. So yeah,
For sure. And
I
it's
like I was gonna say, I think I like this little life. Because I love this morning, not this morning routine, this night routine. It's like very ideal to me, and I think I like it.
You think you like this little life?
Yes.
Oh, we love. Good for you.
We love. Yes.
Okay, so I think this is where we're gonna end today's episode. Hopefully, it inspired you in some way and it made you want to have a night routine if you don't already have one. But yeah, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it. It really helps us grow and reach more people just like you. Also, follow us on our socials at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram and at seriouslynotseriouspod on TikTok. And yeah, we'll be back to talk to you guys next week with a brand new episode.
Bye,
Bye.
guys.